response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin. That is Eric Bushman. It has been an extremely busy few days for North Texas when it comes to bad weather. That means insurance adjusters will have their work cut out for them as people start to make claims for the damages to their homes and their cars and everything else. So what goes into that process? We are joined by Rich Johnson. He's from the Insurance Council of Texas. He is in the KRLD Zoom room. Rich, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So how soon do insurance companies start to see claims filed after we see the rounds of weather like we have?
It depends, but sometimes it's minutes or hours. I think most people realize, hopefully, we're starting to educate, get people, you know, and we've been through this before, unfortunately, in Texas, whether it's up in the DFW area or along the coast. We've been through this kind of weather that we're just seeing more frequently. And so people are used to it. But yeah, it's pretty quick that you can get claims in, especially now that everything is on apps. You know, you can do it on your phone, take pictures, take video, and send it right to your insurance company.
Especially if you have people that may just have a few shingles missing from maybe some light hail. But if you have something where you have, you know, a house is gone, you know, has been completely wiped off the map, they're not thinking clearly. They're in shock. What are some of the issues that insurance companies have to deal with? You know, that they have to work with people who are, you know, victims of something completely devastating?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And most of them, you know, depending on the scale and the size, will set up an insurance village, or they'll send out their RVs, and so they can have that one-on-one interaction. I've been a part of several of those, and they are heartbreaking, whether it's a wildfire or a hurricane or a flood, or actually a tornado I dealt with up in 2015 up in Dallas. And so it's getting, you know, people are completely devastated. Their house is gone. Their documents are gone. You know, they had things in a file cabinet or a safe or whatever it might have been. And so they're just trying to gather their life as much as they can kind of electronically. And typically, and thankfully, most insurance companies have all those documents. They'll just need your name, kind of social, kind of the general information to get into your files and be able to see your policy, see what you're owed. And especially with total losses, they usually have kind of a like an express version of a claim where it's clear that your house is gone. And so you'll get payment or at least action a lot quicker than something where you might need to send out an adjuster and look at something.
You mentioned the fact that apps have become such an integral part of all of our lives. How much of a game changer has that been for insurance companies and for the customers?
It's been huge. And it's, you know, we're looking at, say, a decade or so of having an app and getting people on board with that. And just the technology behind the app is making everything so much quicker. You know, there are now kind of AI exclusive, what we call insurtechs, companies that are based on AI, and they're solving claims and solving problems and underwriting policies within seconds because you're able to send those pictures in. You know, their back end reads, okay, there's damage to this house, these people need payment, and there's money in the account. So it's not only the app and being able to take pictures, but also just the rapid development of innovation that insurance companies are getting behind.
How important is it this time of year, or maybe just once a year, have it on the calendar, a reminder that someone in the house needs to go around and document the house, especially with photographs? Because after something like this happens, if you don't have that, it may be too late.
That is a great point. And we call it a home inventory, whether that is, you know, if you're a spreadsheet kind of person, go ahead and make a spreadsheet, especially the you know, big ticket items for the most part, everybody, you know, your policy is garnered by the value of rebuild, right? So what's it going to cost to rebuild your home? And then the personal contents and the things inside that are going to be based on the value of that home. So if you have a total loss, you're going to get a check for the most part, or deposit, Without a whole lot of documentation of what you used to have, because it's already kind of set. But if there are big ticket items, different thing, you know, maybe there's changes or upgrades that you made to your home, you know, A, you want to document those with your insurance company beforehand, but making sure that you document those before and after the fact, and before a storm actually happens. And you're right. It's easy. Stand in the middle of the room, do a 360 with your video camera or your phone, and just simply email that to yourself or store it to a cloud storage so you have record of that. You know, look, I did have hardwood floor, or I had granite here, or you know, vinyl floor here, that you can discern with your insurance company.
One thing that's come out of these,
do that. We call that the blue sky thing. You know, do that when there's blue skies. Don't be doing it when there's a tornado heading for your, you know, or a hailstorm on the way. Get it done, you know, twice a year. Just make sure that you're updating those things.
One thing that we just mentioned, you mentioned the fact that we've hailstorms are just terrible. We've seen in the last couple of days around here hailstones as big as grapefruits, for lack of a better phrase. And what kind of damage can stones of that size versus the pea-sized ones do to a home or a car?
Yeah, massive. You know, there's been times where I've been in Colorado where it literally looked like a neighborhood was hit with artillery. There was holes in the side of houses, through windows, doors, windows, and especially those roofs. And that is right now, hail is the biggest cost driver right now for insurance. One of the big drivers why we're seeing, why we saw insurance rates creep up or you know, even spike in 23, 24, was that hail. And being able to rebuild resiliently after those hailstorms. What can we do? Can we put on a better roof? Can we put on a fortified roof? Can we figure out how we're going to side our housing a little bit differently when we rebuild? Can delay those repairs later after you have another hailstorm?
What's the fine line where insurance companies decide, okay, we're not going to just wait for the calls, we're going to go to the site where they go and they actually set up command centers to be easier for people to just walk up? What makes them decide that's the way we're going to go this time?
Yeah, each one is going to be different. They'll have, they kind of have what they call CAT plans or catastrophe response plans, and there'll be a set of criteria. It may be, hey, we have... it may be a percentage of the market. Hey, we have a really saturated, you know, we have X amount of customers in an area, or it could be telecommunications is down. Like we cannot communicate with our customers. So we need to get there when we can. And it could just be just the vast devastation. Is it a massive flood? Is it a massive wildfire? So it just varies. It just kind of depends on what the criteria that they set up in their catastrophe response plans that warrant that.
That's Rich Johnson from the Insurance Council of Texas. Rich, thank you so much for the time.
I appreciate it, guys. Thoughts to everybody up there in the Dallas area.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.